meetings, we're doing two ballot titles.
Right, so.
And the school committee.
2 weeks is in.
School board has got different meetings, and the select board.
May I make a suggestion? That instead of digressing, we finish.
Yes. Okay. They were discussing the minutes. That's what's up, but hold that thought.
We're talking town meeting, we're on the side.
Right.
Town meeting discussion.
That would be nice. Yeah, you got one? It's not that we have to finish the minutes.
I was just being a bit responsible person, I guess.
Well, all right.
She's looking for a circle.
It's on the fix.
No, it sounds like it's a fax machine.
Oh, it's unplugged.
You got to call 9, remember?
I just made some copies.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. Bosworth did, if you look at the cash flow, did add the 80 cash to the cash flow statement, by the way.
Okay.
I did ask if you did.
The only thing I note is at the bottom of page 1, it's not Comcast or it's Comcast.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right.
Good job.
You look fine to me, yeah.
Move to set the mess as is.
In a second?
Yeah.
With the amendment.
With the amendment?
Yeah, the typo correct.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Okay, the other thing they're talking about.
What was that?
That is what is 12-month thing.
Yeah, that 12-month thing there.
Yeah,
the 2-week thing there.
Is that a week's piece? Or 2 weeks piece?
Yeah, they get 2 weeks with pay.
Did we do 2 weeks or was it 1 week?
Well, I figured they'd be worse places had it last time, so I thought I'd do 2 weeks.
Oh, four town meetings instead of one.
That's why I'm kind of board member.
I used to be a union guy.
Well,
I'm passing that out there.
Is that a motion?
Make it an affordable motion.
I'm making a motion that we offer them. Is that what you guys like? Does that work for you guys?
Yeah, that works for me.
Works for you? Works for me? Works for somebody else?
We haven't discussed yet. Make the motion.
I made the motion.
What is the motion?
The motion is that they get 2 weeks with pay.
Vacation.
Thank you. Well, that's what I'm supposed to do. Vacation during the summer. That worked for me. And gratitude of the extra work that they had to put up with concerning all the BS, blah, blah.
Bullshit we had to put up.
Anybody second it?
Okay.
Open for discussion.
Is there enough time or coverage? You got?
What's the bullshit?
No, I'll tell you later.
Well, I mean, I think last year we scheduled things so that we were doing them in different weeks. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we would probably approach that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably know in the logistics of my life I can't take 2 weeks in a row. So that might negate one problem, which is 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, of one person done, it seems like about the max we can do it. So
I'm planning on taking a week off in the beginning of August anyway, going up to Maine. So it's just a matter of whether it's my regular vacation or this extra vacation. Anyway.
I actually object to a motion. For one thing, it's mid-year, and people haven't used regular vacation. We haven't talked to Michael Bosworth about whether we can afford it, you know. And it's they're talking about a total of a month, 2 weeks each person, and I just I worry about the precedent we're setting. I believe if people are working more hours than they're getting paid for, that we need to address that first and foremost. And if they are working more hours, they need to be paid for them, period. And if they would prefer not to work the hours, and take it the time. The following or something. I mean, there are labor laws that we have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a formal board meeting here. It's not something that we can just change the rules. and we have a vacation policy. And last year, I believe we offered it at the end of the year in lieu of a bonus. We offered a week, extra week of pay as a means of getting a bonus rather than time off. I just have concerns because the station it has limited staffing as it is to take another 4 weeks time off in the vacation. I think is a lot. It's a lot. That's all.
But they also said they wouldn't take it together. They would schedule it so that there wouldn't be any contradictions. And there is a precedent. You did this once before last year.
You did this 1 week last year.
All right. So it is 1 week more palatable. Thank you.
To the
baseball to the boys.
Well, if you consider the total amount, I mean, if staff gets a week off in December, and then we're giving them another week off in the summer, that's 2 weeks, and that's pretty much the norm for a job in the area. You get 2 weeks off a year. 3 weeks off or 4 weeks off puts you more into like a university sort of environment. You walk into five. And so how much right now?
I don't even know how much vacation I'm supposed to have anyway.
We look at that. It declines as you're here longer.
I'll
confirm that, but I'll find out.
I guess ultimately the other thing is I don't even know if I've used it all.
Does it get carried over?
I've never ever really dealt with stuff like this, you know, in my life, you know. So the other part to that was it's the stuff that I'm normally allotted anyways. I don't even know if there are 5 years that I'm not even keeping track of that.
Michael Bosworth is. We will look into the tracking mechanism and also the
balances.
Balances that there are, there should be a balance on the tax, you know, there's an accrual, I would think.
Because I think this is the only mechanism that we can actually show our gratitude for the extra work that they did put into it. I was like, a handshake.
Well, cash. There's a lot of stock in the back.
And now you can go a long way back in the day.
Handshake, some salsa,
back, 2 days work.
So blah, blah, blah. But you know what I mean?
Every day I want a board member to come here and talk to the back.
Good job. But you know, what I'm trying to say is that it's better than, you know, I'm trying to find a mechanism beyond, you know, a handshake, slap in the back, salt over the shoulder, blah, blah, blah. We don't have a mechanism for comp time. We don't have comp time, do we?
I think we have.
I don't think you can.
Not formally.
But informally, I do take comp time, and I feel like I'm keeping my 25 hours pretty well.
Quite a bit of flexibility in schedule.
I take off time when I can.
Right, and this town meeting was a little above and beyond.
Well, for me, it was above and beyond because my partner was having knee surgery. Mm.
Right.
Yeah, and I couldn't be there.
Went on for 5 days.
She was having it on Friday, and that was the day we had to set up.
Right.
And so I had to leave her, basically, after waiting at the hospital with her all day, and then leave her there by herself for a period of time to go set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, my sister-in-law took care of her on Saturday. But, you know, it took a lot of maneuvering, and I certainly didn't like having to leave her Friday. That was a hardship.
It was obviously they did more than they usually do.
Right.
And I'm just trying to say, hey, come on, can we do something for
them? We can. Why are you staring at me the whole time we heard this conversation?
We can just sit up with you.
But you're the man. She's still the man.
How about this as a friendly amendment? Why don't we table it until we figure out where we are? We could see what kind of vacation they still have left, although that doesn't really matter.
But to
talk to Michael Beiser to see where the land lays, and then, you know, maybe. I mean, we can give them a couple of weeks. I don't know if it can be a week each. Certainly,
whatever.
I don't think.
Well, you could cook for them every initial meeting.
They wouldn't want to eat.
Pretty much,
something for me.
Oh, yeah.
You can't answer it. Financially and also policy-wise. What is the hardest needed amount?
I have. I have two concerns there. That one is precedent setting and making mid-year decisions
So
early on. And
certainly off the cuff. You just brought it up. So can we sort of table it until the next meeting?
I'm not concerned with anybody.
No, I know that.
Robert's rule, if your motion is on the table, you can't progress until it's been voted on or it's been.
I will.
Considering you're working in the dark.
To that, if I could just say at this time that it was an extraordinary job, and also under the duress, the extra duress that was thrown upon Rod, and I think. But just
a little bit more down the end.
And
it's
also be your shoulder.
We came up with a system for how to deal with those.
This is about the way we used to do things with
the next time it
happens.
I will just run into the middle and go, cut it out.
Right, that's
the system. So if she hears three cut it out, she knows to just be quiet.
I told the guys that if I start getting mad at, the school for busting my chops, that cut it out is the way
it's going to work.
Can I either cut it out to Spencer?
If you're over the line, cut it out.
Who said that?
I've heard they do that with people who have PTSD.
So the AD report.
Yeah. No, I mean everything seems to be going okay. We've got the, we've got through the rounds of the town meetings.
Right.
We're set up for idle for next week. We get the same crew back. Another town meeting in June, which will hopefully, I'll start setting that up when we get past Valley Idol.
Right.
This really is the main thing, is the block party in all its various forms is our, what are we doing with it? I don't know if it's something we want to get into now. But at first, and you probably have this since you're on that committee.
No.
Right? Have you filled one out? Oh, you're not? Okay.
I thought I was going to fill that out.
So you were going to fill that out. Okay, so I'll hand
it. I left it here.
Should I hand that to you then?
Yeah, we'll do it before I leave tonight and put it in the mail.
Okay. And I guess, so pertinent to that is, do we need to discuss now what we want to accomplish if you're going to fill it out? Because they ask if we want to help out in following areas, food, all that sort of stuff. So.
Well, do we want to try and do another live?
I'm not going to be here.
Okay.
We're thinking we don't. Because
it was brutal.
It was brutal. There was a ton of cabling. There was a it was dangerous. I guess that was my point. There was just an accident waiting to happen, tripping somebody on a cable or whatever. I like the idea of us having a booth. Brent has offered to do one of our fundraiser of the Get Yourself Airbrushed.
Oh,
and
right.
Remember, you volunteer.
Yay.
People can get themselves painted. And so mark the date down. Whatever date it is.
But we could bring a camera out and shoot.
We can absolutely have a camera on a tripod, take turns, and just take it back and forth. We just have to make the logistics to have people here that know enough to get them running on the machine.
We'll have electricity. The monitors is there.
Yeah, we'll have to ask for electricity.
Monitors and run programming, or is that too much more than
what? Run programming out there?
Yeah, just have some monitors with, a softball game or a Valley Idol or and maybe even passersby, they love that,
Right. That'll be easy if we have a camera there. We should have a monitor. Bring a DVD player and just.
They don't really say the timeline on it. Last year it was something like noon to.
So that's good. Anything else?
6 or something. 10 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock at night. Obviously, we would not
so
be set up.
Maybe there could be.
I will find out the times and let you know.
A committee meeting between now and then, or you guys will. You're just handling it, right?
Well, I guess based on what we are ultimately doing, I mean, we're not doing a live broadcast. I guess that much is clear.
Yeah.
So then I guess it's like, what size cables are we bringing? Every...
Right. But those are logistics we don't have to discuss now.
Yeah, I guess.
So we're going to sign up for a table. We're going to need electricity. That's probably as much as
well,
we need to tell them.
Is he doing airbrushing? Because he's going to need more electricity with a compressor, right?
No, I'm going like very little juice. But the sun has some indication of how much paint flows, I've noticed.
Is it good or bad?
Bad. Too much.
We were in
a... So
that's where we were. I'm sorry.
One of my only problems is...
You'll be in under your head.
Well, I'm just saying. That, right. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
See you.
There are a couple pieces of equipment I would like to get. Very inexpensive. Probably doesn't even need to go to the board, but I'll say it. Both of our computers are 10 and 100 megabits per second, and I'd like to get a network card that's 1,000 megabits per second for both of our computers, because it takes a long time to enter things into
the server.
They're
$30 each. Yeah. So is the you're on a switch now?
Yes.
It's a fast switch.
Yes, the switch is a gigabit switch.
Okay, so
we don't have a gigabit card,
but we only have 100 megabit cards. So
I say order them.
Yes, for two.
Anyone second that?
Second.
Anything else?
No. I mean, there are, but...
Why don't we do them all at once, then?
No. That's it for now.
Have we figured out, or you, the royal we, cameras, low-cost cameras, video cameras?
No, because I thought that we then decided we didn't have money for it.
We're hoping to raise money, so it would be nice to have dollars so that we could say we need someone to buy X, Y, and Z cameras for us.
Well, we saw...
A Samsung.
Your camera, and it had an external mic jack.
We had all of that stuff in there.
Yeah, so that was a dandy one, and what was that, $600?
No, I think I got it bought for $400.
Okay.
$500 at the most, and that was years ago.
And he brought that in.
That was a couple of years ago.
The other issue, and I still don't have anything to say about this either, is whether or not we can get a camcorder that has a hard drive in it that will easily transfer over to Final Cut. Right? That was the other
one. You mean like a 30 gig?
Well, but that is MPEG-2.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can bring it over to Final Cut. And it has, you know, and I just have to make sure that the hard drive is MPEG-2 and it's the same flavor of MPEG-2.
64-bit, right, versus 32 also? Because some cameras will only allow certain things when you put it in with doing exactly what you want.
I'm not sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
So you don't have any specs for
it? I don't. But I forgot that, in fact, the other thing that I wanted to bring up was the idea of getting Final Cut Pro. And we don't have to make a decision about that now, but the problem with that Final Cut Express is it doesn't work with MPEG-2. So we don't really have an efficient way of editing something that is in MPEG-2, which is what our server uses. So when we encode stuff into the server and it needs to be edited, we're out of luck. Whereas the Mac Pro is networked to the server, so we would be able to just transfer the file into the Mac Pro, put graphics on it, and transfer it back as a file, and it would really improve our workflow.
How much is
$1,200?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
Does the Mac have a gigabit switch on it?
Good question. I don't know. I would have to. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense.
This is 2 years old.
But you could get a card for that too. I would think.
Yes.
Comparable price, maybe $40.
Yeah. Right. So that would really enhance our workflow tremendously. So, you know, somebody could go out with that camcorder, that low-end camcorder. We could dump it right into either the... Yeah, we could either dump it right into the server, right into the Final Cut, and then transfer it via network right into the server.
Do we have money for Final Cut Pro as well, or...?
And that's $1,200, so that's...
Well, I'm just... If we're going to be soliciting businesses and they're looking for something specific to sponsor, cameras, Final Cut Pro...
Well, the Final Cut Pro will make a big difference if we're doing like commercial sponsor messages. That would certainly make a huge difference.
So this is the $24,000 that we got then. You can't spend that on capitalization? What does that mean?
Well, most of it's already spoken for on the Anycast lease.
When I spoke to Mike, he said that it was a good idea to maintain a lease because we're paying 0% on it.
Right, but we still have to budget for it, and then the money comes out of the $24,000.
It is. It's just that
transferred every month.
That's what it's budgeted for. If we don't make any more money, we might not actually have those funds. Like we have to.
Much of it's already earmarked. Is my point.
Right. You know, that's available now for the next bit, but
we spend it now.
The Final Cut Pro is $15,000.
$1,200.
So isn't that 11-something? It's a quote that's already...
Well, we've got 22,000.
Right.
So Final Cut Pro would leave us with 20,000.
I mean, there's a fair amount of money in there that we could spend. I think we could buy Final Cut Pro right now, myself. You know, the total lease cost is, you know, 12 months at $1,200 a month.
Right, so $15,000.
Right, but some of it needs to...
So then could we buy a camera too? Or...
Well,
we're talking about the whole...
Well, can we...
And if we're talking, you know, buying a camcorder with a hard drive, a small, you know, one-chip camcorder with an external mic jack and a hard drive... Then the workflow will that'll be it. You know, that's the flow. It's from the camcorder into the computer and then into the server.
And there's other monies too. Is that if you're looking at the that there's the budget. There's monies that we have in there that we never spent that we have earmarked for other things.
But that's what this money represents. That is that money.
Is it?
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
I'm just going to make sure he said that. He kept that in there. And then he said that after 3 months he would add that up.
I don't know, but my understanding is that this money
again.
Represents the amount of money that wasn't spent last year.
The operational savings, which is what I was talking about earlier.
Right, but the stream was over.
Well, we want to keep 3 months' reserves in that account.
To pay our monthly bill.
Right, so if something should happen, it's a safe business practice thing.
Right.
There's the same thing at the brick house.
Yeah. I get that part.
Yeah. So that's.
But the part I don't get is that, all right, so we put $15,000 aside, $15,000 from 24 leaves 9.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Does that mean we have $9,000 to play with?
Or
no, we don't have $15,000 to play with.
22.
But we have,
We have several thousand anyway, right?
We have some
But we don't get another capital grant for several years. And so if we spend all our capital money in 2007 or 2008 for the next so many years, we have no money coming in. And unless, as a board, we commit to raising some money, it doesn't make business sense to spend all of it now. I have no objection to buying the Final Cut Pro, and I have no objection to buying one camera, but I certainly object to spending all money that is being transferred over to the capital account. It makes absolutely no sense to do that. No, you have no reserve.
I'd just like to know what the number is.
7,000.
When you say 7,000 to play with, it's not say this year. That's
right.
Period. Until whatever the next grant is. Unless.
Thank you for
right. So it's a 5-year playing field.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But in that context, so, 1,500.
Yeah. I think we should definitely buy the NIC cards. There was something else that you mentioned at one of the meetings that we were lacking.
Microphones, I thought.
No,
I've been getting along okay.
The last, right?
Yeah, I've been getting along okay with what we have.
So easy to get the ECMs.
I I feel like we need the next, you know, I try to prioritize things, and, you know, at this point, I feel like the network cards are crucial, and that's only $60.
I was just going to say, and in terms of buy those other operating
money. Yes. Nope. And in terms of workflow, the thing that's stopping most things from getting on the air are getting graphics on them, and it's because we don't have a way to edit MP2, and, you know, except for that Yuli thing, which is just... I might as well draw it out in frames or something.
So,
but I'm sorry, the network cards are things that speed up the computer, so it doesn't take me that long to...
That's right. So we get a DVD.
With a whoosh instead of...
So what do you, 25 minutes. A reasonable amount of money to buy the kind of camera you're looking for?
Well, you said that it was about
$450, $500, yeah.
So how about
a couple
about
years ago? I mean, you don't have to buy a frame.
Here, I make a motion that authorizing our technical director to spend up to $2,000 to cover NIC cards, miscellaneous other things like microphones that are needed, Final Cut Express upgrade, and a camera.
Anyone second that?
I'll second it.
Okay, so you need Final Cut Pro. You don't need the other
hardware. We have a couple of external hardware.
Any further discussion?
There was one piece of equipment that Robin had brought up to me before. I don't know if it's included. It was having the PSA drop off as soon as the date goes past. You needed some special software for that. So when the PSA, when it gets to the date, it doesn't broadcast.
You mean like Scala?
Yeah. Well, whatever it was. I remember you talking to me about it before, is that as soon as the date goes for a PSA, it won't air
out. Scala is very expensive.
We're using PowerPoint right now, which is free.
Yeah.
Versus a program that's several thousand. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how much it was.
The monitor in the town hall.
Yeah. Well, that's just the TV. So, you know,
TV
that,
slash
okay, I can get that. I'll get a TV.
Would that, can you do that for 2K?
That gives you
enough money to buy some of the other miscellaneous things that you know you need around here. That you shouldn't have to ask us every time you want to spend $20.
Yeah.
I figure that gives you a $300 in surplus of
road trip.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nice. Go to town.
Okay.
So you got to deal with the whole
Before you go on.
Which I didn't deal with before, so now I'm going to have to.
Do we describe these purchases and acquisitions, whatever, in the year annual report?
In the annual report, I believe we put a...
like a preamble kind of thing.
It goes into our financial piece. There's a whole list of capital acquisitions in the financial piece, and also
we're working... Is there an executive summary or anything about what...
We do overviews, or we have...
But I mean, the financial piece has a whole...
We have one.
All the capital purchases throughout the year. The other thing that I would request this time is that we sign the paperwork for these purchases before we give part of the building to the Bosworth. So we're going to sign the paperwork for Scala and Express and the okay, so that we can follow our own purchasing recommendations and guidelines.
So
I don't get the nasty grants.
So this would be a deferred purchase requisition form? Is what it would be?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
no,
that is great.
You know,
I appreciate.
We'll intercept it so that way, you know, we'll say up to, you know, whatever. We'll give a framework for the pricing, you know, that meets.
I can still screw up, but
well, it's just you'll have it signed.
You know, the last time they did that, I put it underneath my desk block.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that part. I admit it, I have my fault. So
I'll try and remember to send an email.
Is there anything else for the technical director?
I'm starting a training class next week. It's going to be on Wednesday night. There are three people with it, I think. There are two people. If you want to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And Anne, I think, is in it.
Yes, I am.
I'm in. George wants definitely to.
Yeah.
Okay, Linda.
I don't know if he's available, but.
Yeah.
What's the start time?
It's 6 to 8, but it'll probably go more like 6 to 8:30 or 9.
Okay.
And
Sorry, you need to budge the bow.
Yeah.
Okay, so will we have Final Cut Pro before next?
You know, the thing about it is that the editing part of it is identical. The learning the basics of Final Cut on Express is probably easier than Pro, because you don't have as much gobbledygook to deal with.
Yeah, he's
that.
Yeah. Are you guys texting to each other?
No, I'm just adding.
No, I keep getting texts from my work.
No, I'm adding this.
What do you think?
I was just wondering, because my brother, they both put their class in.
No, I've got two stories right now, man.
Okay, another thing that I'm doing is on June 12th, I'm going out to do a shoot with Anna Viadera from the Franklin County Health Center.
Yeah, Franklin County Home Care is associated with Sparrow Hospital.
She's interested in videotaping events, and we're going to videotape a lecture for seniors about some financial planning. I think is what it was.
Maybe I should go to that.
I should.
I don't think you qualify yet.
Oh, no. I think I'm almost there.
I should almost there.
I can fake it.
So she wants to do ongoing shoots, and she also wants to learn how to edit. She's not. Oh, actually, Anna is going to be in this class too. No, she is about the other person. But I have two. Anna's going to be in the editing class as well. But I suggested to her that it's better for me to teach her how to use the equipment as a shoot. And I told her I would just do a few shoots with her, and then she's going to do the shoots on her own. So she came to us.
That's great.
She wants to do stuff from her organization.
It's been 2 years. It's like 2 years. When I first started here, she was talking about doing something.
Was she?
And then, like, the bunch of stuff changed over there with the job.
Oh.
Things left and schedules and, yeah. So, well, it's great, though.
We got the TV station. We got a nice connection with them. They're doing the PSAs. They're posting things on MontagueMA.net for Franklin County Home Care. So we kept the connection going.
Yeah, if we can get through local programming out of it, it would be wonderful.
Yeah.
One thing that Don suggested was that we bring the Valley Idol tape, the semifinals, with us to the finals this weekend and try to hawk them, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm going to do kids camp again. Of course, I just haven't come up with the date yet.
So because of that, I brought this little gift from me to the board to be able to get. These are little DVD cases. They brought over a dozen. So all you got to do is pick out your paper, throw them in there, and throw your discs in there to be able to sell them that night. And you'll be all set.
We'll talk about that on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's
the... You did something.
Vital Idol thing.
The Vital Idol. You're still going to have me with my motorcycle.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Cool. All right. The next two things are, in my brain, sort of little programming, but I'll start with the, we're starting the producers group. I talked with Don. He said that no one shows up at the producer group meetings on Fridays.
I don't even advertise them anymore. Everybody that used to do that joined this board.
Right.
And then they just come to the producer group anymore.
So, after that conversation, as I don't know if everyone has read the email, but a couple of weeks ago I sent in a notice saying that I wanted to step down as president. And I've been accosted by several people since then, including a select board member that says, now is not the time, Cato, because we've got a renegotiation coming up in December, and to leave 6 months before that happens wouldn't look good for continuity.
So we should call the assassin?
Yeah. So
Cato, like O.J. Simpson?
No, like New York.
No.
Pink Panther.
Now is not the time.
Green Hornet.
Green Hornet was Cato. Does that mean we need to like leap out from behind the cover?
Yeah, exactly. Every time he would come home with a girl or something, he told his manservant, Cato, to always attack him when he least expected it. And it was always when he came in with a girl. He's like, now is not the time. Anyway, I've been thinking about it, and about a year ago I had a little venting session here at a board meeting, and that hasn't really changed. I just feel like
I'm going to go around the room and ask everybody to sort of restate where their hearts and brains are, because we've got 11 people on the board now. There's a lot of work that needs to be done before the end of the year, including finishing up policies. At the end of this year, if we haven't finished all the policy documents, something that we said we would do when we got the contract, we haven't finished all the policy documents. One of them was finally ratified, like towards the end of last year, so it was almost 2 years that it took us to do that one. And it took forever to do the bylaws, and it just, I feel like everybody here has got good intentions, and I don't even want to say that from a negative point. I mean, we're all here, and we're here, right? So we're all here, and we're all here to support, but we may have perspectives that and drives that come from different places. For instance, what Don said before, that a lot of people join the board and stop going to the producer meetings, and maybe that's where their intentions, their best intentions would lie, is as producers rather than as board members. Because being on a board, it's kind of fun. We're here, and sometimes, you know, Anne brings snacks, and when Veronica was on the board, she brought cookies to every meeting. Not saying that...
Nobody told me about that.
No, I know that, but being on a board is a serious thing, and it's a dry thing. It's policy documents. It's making sure your filings are done. It's not leaving it to one person or two people on an 11-person board to track things like, are our annual reports done? You know, did we file our taxes? Where are the minutes? You know, these are things. It's a financial, and it's a parent obligation towards the whole organization. And I, you know, I'm not saying that I feel like I'm the only one doing it, because that's not true. And I go between many meetings and don't even think about it because I'm so busy with what I'm doing. And we're all busy. But that being said, I think that there's a lot of room left for improvement in the producer group field. And we've lost a lot of our producers that go out and do things and have that little community because they all join the board. Then maybe that other group should be reconstituted. And that doesn't mean that producers can't come to board meetings. But if you have 11 board members and only two people are actually thinking as a board member between meetings, then there's an imbalance there, is what I'm saying. So, and there might be other people that would want to join to do grant writing, or other stuff. So all board members, I'd like to go around the room and sort of hear your thoughts on that, because I want to put that on the table before we have our elections, which we're supposed to do. Another case in point, last meeting was supposed to be the annual meeting. I didn't think about it until 2 weeks after the meeting, and it's like, we're all board members. We're supposed to be aware of this, right? So what's going to happen at the annual meeting? I mean, there's supposed to be a buzz. It's our annual meeting, and it just went through, and no one thought about it. And that's, for me, that's a warning sign. And that's when I realized that. That's when I said, shit, I shouldn't be the president anymore because I'm not paying attention. So I said my thing. I put it to you now.
Well, I got one thing to say before you really start. You said your thing about what you want to hear from other people, but I think as the president, rather than let us know where you're going with this, over the last email stated where you were going with it.
Right.
As a leader, you should start off and let us know where you're going with MCD. And
well,
the rest of us is how we're supposed to answer your question.
Okay, well, I'm not the leader. The president is more like the moderator. I can't make motions at meetings,
right.
So I can't leave the board. I'm supposed to be the peace breaker. I'm the person that signs documents outside of meetings. But I'm not the one that sets the agenda, although I'm not the one that sets the agenda, but that's the clerk's duty, is to write the agenda. And, you know, I love Donna, but as a clerk, she's the best that we've ever had, and that's because all the others have, frankly, not been good clerks.
Does she know that she should be doing the agendas?
I've talked to her about it, but I think it's, you know, I think the minutes are more, she's a producer, and she became the clerk because Peter left.
We stuck her with it.
And we said, you joined, and you're the clerk.
You're a clerk.
The president and the ED.
I thought we talked about it as part of the meeting and discussed
to collect duty at the other TV station and went over this as far as who we all assumed and thought it was appropriate to be doing the agenda.
Right, but it shouldn't be me alone. It should be like the executive
team. Well, I mean, dignified, you know, certified, bona fide leader. Right. And if you want these things to happen, you need to be able to lead your people to do that. If you can't bring up a motion, then you need to lead somebody in that direction. And I don't really see any leadership other than we need somebody to do this. You should
That's why I said I was stepping down.
Right, so that's why I was just wondering if that's still where you're going.
I'm not here to judge that. I think that Nick has done that beyond. Really.
Well, he's saying that he doesn't want to do that.
I'm not saying that I'm a big man.
No. I'm just saying, well, I'm trying to explain myself because obviously you don't understand. I'm saying that
we all disagree.
Can I finish what I'm saying? Because you obviously don't.
Don't finish.
You know, it's a little disrespectful to say something to somebody like that and not
please
take
finish.
Them attention.
Please finish.
We're just saying we all agree that the president should be the person leading and doing the agenda and, you know, focusing the group, and you're saying you don't want to do that, and that's fine, so step down is what I'm saying. You know, and if you want everyone to go their way in the group, whether they should be producers or on the board, and, you know, lead from the front and go your way and... other people make the decisions.
Well, in a way, I think making a statement was a form of direction. I want to point out, I want to say, John, could you, all right, well then, could you leave the board? I mean, is that what you want to hear me say?
Good what?
Are you asking me to point out to certain people to ask them to leave the board? I mean, what kind
of... No, not at all. I'm asking where you're standing on the board. Are you staying with us? Are you leaving?
He's staying.
I'm staying. I've already said that I'm staying.
Okay.
At least until the turn of the year. So I'll start then. What are my intentions? My intentions are to make sure that MCTV stays a viable, active organization that has a strong fundraising. I can't be the only one that does it. I'd like to have people on the board that have the initiative to say, you know what, I'm going to take this upon myself and just do it without someone saying, can you do it? And step up and call someone else and say, let's go do this, and actually just do it without being asked to or having people staring at the ceiling when the topic comes up and it being tabled until the next meeting.
Like
what I just said.
Right, like I mean, as far as specifically towards like fundraising, it means people grabbing the bull by the horn and coming up with an active, viable plan and then following through with it.
So,
and that doesn't necessarily mean it has to come
right.
from Mick. It just has to be that someone has to be generated and promoted within the organization.
As far as, you know, nominating at Clark, there was a couple meetings ago, several meetings ago, where you were pushing people to take on Clark to me, and you know, I remember myself saying, and there was somebody else, I think Kelly said it too, that, you know, we aren't good at note-taking. Never have been, and it's not something that we're actually doing.
Right.
And you still, you know, we're trying to force me to do it. You know, if there wasn't a willing participant, I think it should be more led towards we need to find somebody rather than just trying to push somebody in to do it.
Right. Well, I'm not asking anyone to step in as clerk. I would like to hear what other people have to say. So, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to still pass the buck and let it go around first.
I think sort of, well... sort of like 8 conversations going on once and I'll answer them all in the same sentence, and that's not going to work. But as far as moving forward, because backward, then we could go backward forever and we'd still have to come back and move forward. I think that it's
so far very zany, like
that. Oh, no, because you've had more forward to make up for a lot. But what we're saying basically is the spontaneous generation of fundraising schemes. That's a laudable goal, but I've never seen that happen.
Eagle Age and
Sports Committee?
No.
Still getting rolling around.
With a gun.
So she got a gun?
No, she got a gun.
All right, well, there's
some. Okay.
Yeah, the room just isn't awesome.
Keep going. So let's just. Some of us have a long history here. Long history. Only a long history of not being a TV station, but being just an organization, which is weird. We've been through a lot of things. You know, we've succeeded at this level, and we got to that level, and now we're at a good level. And I mean, I was really surprised that you were thinking of going. Impressed in a way, because I didn't think you'd ever let go. You know, as we first moved into this thing, that's not an insult. I mean, you've been passionate, and you know, it's been your drive that kept the thing going. Well, some of us drove and kept it going. And then when it actually happened, I think you had most of the drive that actually made it function. Because if it was up to me to make it function, that wasn't going to happen. Anyway, but so now we get to it's clear that there's a disconnect, that we aren't clear on what expectations are. We aren't clear. We sort of know what our vision is and where we want to be. That's, we want to be by that. That's the, but what does that actually mean? You know, we've been at it a couple of years. Now's the time to say, here's what our experiences have been. This is what we wanted to do. This is what worked. This is what didn't. All right. Where do we want to go now? And I think, you know, some of the guys who just come in and have no, you know, can't possibly have the blood pumping through the system kind of grasp of what we intended or what wasn't intended. It just can't happen that way. So now's the time to sit down and, as a board, do the strategic planning deal. Being on the board, does that prevent you from producing? Doesn't have to. I mean, so that may or may not be a part of the issue. But let's us decide as a group what we want to expect from each other and how we want to get it.
That's where I'm at with it.
Right. Because I don't think about the thing in between. It's true. And I won't get into, you know, how I rationalize that or justify it. Because that's not important. Because basically it's up to the board and, you know, the group that if this isn't working, then, you know, it has to change. And that's the way boards go. But if we want people to go out and raise money, we should say that. This is what you expect. You're going to either do this or this or this. Pick one. And like that. If that's the kind of thing we want to be a board. You know, if the brick house were spoiled on the board over there, too, we don't have to do that stuff. I mean, we should do more fundraising, but everybody should. Because we get full-time staff to handle all that stuff. The one thing might be to pay Bosworth a little more to do some more of it, or somebody, to send out reminder notices, things like that. I mean, we are not all 10 of us or 11 of us going to remember every meeting every time. You know, it doesn't work like that. It's not to say that it's right that anybody else, any one or two people should feel burdened about it. That's not the point. So paying people to do stuff really works. Especially, you know, a volunteer board. Like, it's busy. I mean, you know, yeah, all right. You start beating me over the head about remembering the annual meeting. You know, organization, absolutely.
Right.
But so we should find a better way to remember the annual meeting. That's not sort of the problem. So let's pay somebody to do some more organizing or put more hours or more of a job description. If we have people on staff who could do it, we could expand hours and do it. Make it Dean's. God damn it, Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you got twins and another kid at home.
That's okay. That's okay.
Can you tell them the
I was like, we have a distribution
list. For the next 18 years, at least.
That's right. Oh, so lucky.
Well, first off, I really want to make it clear that I don't think that you did a bad job at all. I think you did a great job over the last few years. And I think that needs to be sort of pounded in there, is that you may not think you're doing a good job right now. Maybe you, because you've got more on your plate than you should, but it doesn't mean you're doing a bad job. It means you're not doing the same job that you did last year, maybe. But I disagree entirely with the fact that you don't do a good job here. You do an awful lot still, and I know you don't want to be doing as much, and that's fine. But I would, with a few exceptions of our policies, we have more than surpassed every goal that we put out in that RFP, well, that you guys put out in the RFP, because that was before my time. But in terms of programming and what we have on the air, there's a lot of repetitive programming, or not repetitive, but, you know, ongoing programming. Not necessarily that we drummed up, it's just starting to come in. Some of it Brent is providing, some of it the church is providing. We have the Mind View Update, which is our one show, but that we produce. But we have a lot of programming on there, and there was no programming when we started. Absolutely none. So I totally disagree that we haven't done
our programming goals. We haven't met our, we have way surpassed our programming goals. And I believe we have met or exceeded our outreach goals. I disagree on that respect too. We have.
Was anybody questioning that? That's not what
well,
I was saying.
I'm not responding to you at all, actually. I was more responding to the tone of the email that, you know, we're not doing what we should be doing. And I just respectfully disagree with that. I think we've done a lot. In a not very long period of time, we spent the first 6 months just physically getting the place set up. So in it hasn't even been 3 years. It's been 2.5 years, right? The first half of the year we spent physically setting a place up, getting things working. So in 2 years, I think we've done a huge amount. And so we haven't done all of the things yet, but I think we did very well.
Well, and if I can just add to that, is there's the things that were listed down as goals that were accomplished, then there's the whole slew of things that weren't listed that we had to adjust to and adapt and get through.
That's a really good point.
There's all like, you know, I mean, that's one thing, but also in the middle of all of this, we really have to start focus on finding a Princeton server because there's not going to be VHS tapes anymore.
Right.
So that moved everything, that moved those things to an increased pace and a heightened, you know, priority that, you know, if we weren't functioning,
and they also
then we wouldn't have accomplished
implement,
that.
You know,
yeah,
when you look at the amount of time that our staff has spent when they might have been doing outreach work, when they were converting us over to the Princeton server and things like that, I just really want to say that I think you've done a great job, and I think that as a whole we have more than exceeded the goals that we, you know, like I said, with the exception there are some. I thought we've done the policy, but I guess not. What do we have to do that?
We did.
So we'll have to start working on that. But I want to be clear about that. That I think we have done actually quite well. I do think we have some fundraising to do, but I think that because we've been pretty frugal in our operating, we have been fairly solvent regardless of whether we did a lot of fundraising. And you know, maybe fundraising would be the cream on it, or the icing, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, it would be nice to get some more fun stuff in here, more cameras and all the rest of that stuff, but we have, I think, actually done a pretty good job of managing our budgets, and so that's my piece there. And you know, I know that for me personally, I've had a really rough year with the changeovers at work, and now that they've announced they're doing it again, I'm really not looking forward to it. And part of what I have to do is put limits on that part of my life because they're out of control. And so my hope is to spend more time doing the last few things that we got to do to meet our goals.
May I say something about the job of the board of directors? And the job that you've done, the ones that are sitting around here. One of the main responsibilities of the board of directors and we've lost this is to hire qualified and competent and excellent employees.
Yeah.
So let's not forget.
Part
of the board of directors is to hire people that can run the show. And you ought to take the board that voted for these two people and hire them. Ought to take that is a major, major achievement. Because if you didn't have these two, you wouldn't be in the shape we're in right now.
I agree.
So that's a huge accomplishment from the board.
For once, done.
That's how you say thank you, board.
And I bring you whoopie pie. And I bring you on that stuff. And I bring you up.
Anything else?
Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, when I got onto the board, I was asked to be on the board by Donna. I asked her what that entailed. She said, go to a board meeting and we'll see. So I get on the board and everyone asked me, hey, why should you be here? So I said, well, I really don't know. I produced a couple of shows. I was here during Crocker and a couple of different networks in Amherst. And so I really don't know what I can do. I can keep producing, which helps the production of shows ongoing.
And that's great.
At my own studio, so I can do it without taking up any time here, and generally I can provide whatever I can provide given my disabilities, various of whatever, and then I can do an occasional whatever it is I can do. And other than that, not really sure what I can do. And everybody said, sure, we'll vote him in. And I've done exactly what I said, and no more and no less.
That's true.
So...
Don't let that happen again.
Yeah.
All right.
We're good. That's it. All right. Well, my main reason was I wanted to join to get more members on. I wanted to get more filming done, which I realize is more on the producing side, but that's still my first passion. I like collaborating with Greenfield, Deerfield. I'm a big fan, big friend of the Worsleys out there, and they run the Deerfield station. I've actually been talking to them quite a bit. A couple things I noticed is when it comes to like shoots and what have you, we do talk about them on the meeting, but then like there's no follow through, there's no emails like 2 weeks beforehand because all of us all have jobs, we have kids, wives, the whole nine yards, everything that drives us crazy. So one thing I would like to see worked on is, oh, please, is better scheduling, better reminders. You know, even on the website, if we could just have like a director spot on the website, like log in and there's a whole list right there. Where
well, the meetings are up there, but they
the meetings are, but the reminders. Reminders just for directors, what's going on, what we need help with, things like that. I mean, the website's a great tool. I can see a lot of potential in that, but I don't think it's utilized nearly enough. I mean, we still have pictures on there from 06, you know? And I think that's one great thing. I mean, all of us have time, 10 minutes to check our email, don't we? No matter what, like before bed or something like that. But my main thing is I'd like to get members in. I talk to a lot of the photo school kids, a lot of the local photo artists. Things like that. That's what I'm trying to get into. But obviously, we need better communication. Last minute reminders suck for anybody, including me. I mean, I got two kids, my wife, three stores almost that I'm running now. We're working on our third now. And last minute things like the day before never worse than a week before I could schedule it in. Things like that. I see scheduling is definitely scheduling communication could need to go. But my main focus is member drive and talking with local businesses.
Right.
That's what I try and focus on the most.
Cool. That scheduling, I mean, we all have calendars somewhere, and we know that the meetings are always on the third Wednesday, so...
Just but board meetings aren't a problem. I'm talking about shoots. I'm talking about everything and everything besides board meetings.
Yeah.
Board meetings are easy as hell.
Right. So are you looking to be invited to do more shoots?
I'm looking for better communication on doing more shoots, definitely.
Well, the shoots are really what you want. Shoots.
Yeah.
I put up on the board.
Well, I've got my own, but like... What I'm saying is, like, help in with the Valley Idol and everything. Honestly, it skips my mind unless I'm told about, like, 3-4 days in advance. And then, if I got that much notice, it's fine. But the day beforehand is never.
I know Dean had enough.
I called, yeah. You know, like, a couple weeks ago, I started rounds of phone calls for things for that. And then, it's the first come, first serve basis. So, like, once the slot's filled, I don't call back everybody and go, oh, it's filled. You know, if no one's called me back or sent me something back, then I don't.
In defense of Dean, I mean, he really gets people.
Well, I'm sure, but...
He's very good at that.
But, I mean, if you don't hear from me about a shoot, then it's probably because I got it booked up already.
Mm-hmm.
Could be one of the things that happened with this round of stuff.
Yeah.
You want to be on the top of the shoot list. I bet he took you there.
As long as I got enough notice. But, I mean, my main drive is what makes asking what we want to do on the board right here. Digressing.
Of doing communication is...
It's member drive, all that other stuff, yeah.
Well, right, and it's, I guess, and as far as if we're going to get into, like, an emailing system of how I need to book people,
mm-hmm.
I personally find it easier for me to call. And I'll call 100 times if I need to. So I will do it that way, but if there's another list that you guys want to have about events that are coming up, just so that everyone's informed, let's keep those two things separate.
We had a list called MCTV Producer at one point.
Yeah.
I was working with a bunch of other people that were not on the board that were producers.
Dean normally calls on the get in trouble for not doing it.
Right, but I just want to make sure that if we're going to do that, which sounds like a great idea, because there's probably some of the, you know, I'm not so, you know,
yeah.
I'm not so email-y savvy all the time.
Right.
It's not my thing. If I got 10 minutes at night, I'm not checking emails. I'm having a beer and watching ESPN.
Do you guys have accounts
on the
website on the MCTV website?
Yep.
Yeah. There's a group there called Producers, and if you post a message to that cork board, it'll go out to everybody that's on the website that said they want to get those emails, and that's another system that we're using when we first set up a station that maybe we could consider doing it again. Make sure that you're a subscriber to that group. Mm-hmm. And if you join...
I'm never online.
Okay. Do you get email low through your... So...
Mine's directly hooked up to my... Mine's directly hooked up to my phone. I just have to click on that exact producer's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my phone number is on the file here. And just give me a call. I got messages.
Is it the... I called you... Is it the... 863-2341?
No, that's the old one.
And your cell phone 4208178.
That one's still forwards.
That one's still good?
That one's still forwards, but they had a different cell phone number, you know. And I corrected them a couple of times.
Yeah.
As far as the shoots that you're talking about, Dean's calling on shoots that will get in trouble for not doing, like town meetings, Valley Idol. The board that's out there are like, these would be nice to do. This is like, it would be nice if someone in the community would go out and film the Pesky Park concerts, the Memorial Day concerts, the annual fish thing over here. We didn't do the Great Falls Arts Fest this year because we didn't have anybody to do it. The other shoots are people coming to Montague in Turner's Falls to film their stuff, to film things. So he's not going to remind people of stuff that's on that board because that's sort of like a wish list.
Right.
He's going to haunt people for the town meeting. He's going to haunt people for Valley Idol. He's probably going to get people for the block party. But besides that, those other things are like, wouldn't it be nice to do if we could get somebody to do it?
Those would fall more into the producers. The
producers group. Okay,
so it's like, let's keep going back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, I'm the new guy, and I just want to suck up all the information that you guys have and figure in maybe 10 years, we can, in Irving, can be at a smaller level than what you guys are at.
Well,
but I'm an administrative junkie, and I've never been on a board that had an annual town meeting,
right.
And so I never would have thought of that, and
nope.
Haven't been here for a year anyway, so.
Right.
But if you're an administrative junkie, maybe we can get you to work with us on doing an annual calendar. Working on an annual calendar that could be posted somewhere or something
sure.
like that. You
sure.
Know?
Sure. And policies. I mean, we've done a lot of policies on the board. I'm also on the select board, and we did personnel policies not too long ago. And I mean, it doesn't make sense to reinvent those kinds of things. You go out and you steal them from other places, and you just cut and paste what you like.
Right, modifying
mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a base document that I think did exactly that, I suspect, when
right.
we did the RFPs. And yeah. So what we wanted to do is go through the various things. And we did do the personnel one, but it probably...
Yeah, and the other thing is I'm a grants manager. So while I'm not a grants writer, I do all of the financial and all of the forms that nobody else wants to do because they look like IRS forms. So, I mean, I'm, you know, hit me up if you see anything that you think you like. I can take a look through it, look at the guidelines, and kind of do a little synopsis of what would be needed. So I'm good for those kinds of things.
Okay.
I'm really boring. I mean, it's amazing.
But necessary.
Oh, yeah. Critical.
Yeah.
For a board, anyway.
Yeah, that was great information. It's really good to know that.
Yeah.
Sorry to share that.
I know.
You will be. And we can see it. Having said the thoughts of that.
I'm retiring in 8 years.
That's why.
It's close. And that's about it. I mean, I don't even know the right side of the camera. I mean, well, I shouldn't. Well, yes, it is. Somebody handed me a camera to take a picture, and I had it upside, or not upside down, but backwards, and they had to turn it around. So, I mean, that kind of stuff, I want to learn, because I don't know what damn thing.
But you did the town meeting, though. You did
it. I know that. It's so much fun, but I lost my pearl earring, so that lost me a lot.
Oh, yeah. And your whole camera shoot was it just of your nose?
No, I don't think it was.
No.
That was really fun. Yeah. I mean, I'm really.
There's another one on the 17th, so I'll be calling.
Is it a special
It's still a continuation of
this.
Yeah, we have 40 till after.
We have three town meeting meetings a month.
So vote. So we're on the overall. If it fails, we'll get public access anyway. We have to come back and.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
There could be, if it fails, there could be another three town meetings.
Well, see, I love doing the town meeting ones because I go back and say, huh, they can't do that. Oh, we can do that. Oh, stupid trench law. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I can't believe.
That's statewide.
Oh, that is statewide. And it is so stupid.
It is. Unless you're building a grave.
Right.
Oh, no, but that's exempted.
Yeah. Well, no, you're just building a big grave in your property.
It would be just for
and that's, I guess that's why I'm here. But I don't feel like I've been here long enough to...
I don't know,
to know what I'm doing yet.
Right.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good lead into. I haven't met you before. I've been on the board for a short time as well. So pretty much the same thing when I got here. I haven't been on a board like this before. Keep asking you questions to bother you to death and, you know, trying to get involved in everything. I start off on the production side, volunteering for some sheets and whatnot, and then was told that there was a new membership on the board, and so applied, got on, and as then, as still is now, a short time later, my goals are for community outreach, and I've been working with a couple of nonprofit groups, trying to get some more programming on, and more volunteers into the station, but just like we all have busy lives, other people have busy lives, so everything's a work in progress.
I just kind of fill in the gaps where needed. I'm on doing fundraising stuff, the shoots and all that. And, whatever comes up, if something that I can clear my schedule for or whatever, if I'm available, I'll be.
I've been on, I think, four different cable boards. Nick, I think you're the best president I've seen.
Thank you.
Nick, I work at the college. And I just hope that you stick around, man, because you're good. You're good, you work real hard, you make the right decisions. We would be the less.
Talk about you.
I'm here to support him.
Okay, Shane.
Well, that's not true. Kelly brings a lot of technical knowledge to the station in vastly different ways than we have in the past. I think that's really been important. You know, being able to talk directly to Comcast and speak their language and know what they're talking about and ask the right questions when we didn't necessarily have the right questions to ask. And I think that was really critical in understanding how the iNet works or doesn't work, what drops we could potentially have. And I think that was a really critical role. I think you need to sell yourself short on that one.
I agree. I think
that
was very important in terms of his technical knowledge.
Setting up the RAF and things
that
like
that. Contribution
is tremendous. And it's always fun wondering if you're going to pick up the phone when you call. It's always fun.
It's always
interesting. It's always, oh, where's
Kelly? I think it's more interesting whether or not you would pick up the phone if he called.
No. Oh, no, no.
Like,
no, I'm sorry.
I'm calling in for a month to pick up the phone. All right, well, yeah. All right, well, okay. Well, thanks, everybody.
So that, I'd like to make a motion that Nick be elected our next president. Since we have to do that for our annual meeting, do we not?
Which is where we are now, is in the annual meeting. Yeah. All right, I'll
is it a bad time to make that motion?
No, that's where we are. Yeah. Sure.
And how far does this take it to be president?
April to our next annual meeting.
Annual meeting.
11 months. unless I
send a reminder.
It's like vehicle inspection, right? It rolls back.
That depends on the year of the car, though.
That's all.
Some cars get 2 years, some get one.
His mate is very clear he doesn't want to be president.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I see him backing off on this now. And my concern is that you're going to do it begrudgingly, and it's really not a good idea. I would love to have you wholeheartedly want to be president, but you've made it very, very clear you don't want to be.
So you should be vice president.
The other comment about that is that in your email, I mean, you specifically stated one of the biggest reasons is a time constraint. A phone call from somebody saying, hey, we need you to stick around, didn't rearrange your schedule.
Right.
I think what Robin's I'm also concerned with is having somebody that's going to do all the duties as president and not just have somebody that's in the position, you know, kind of like Bush right now.
Just because Ian is saying she wants you to be president doesn't mean you have to do it.
Absolutely.
That's really what I'm telling you here. Don't, you know, like, who else could be president, of course, is the next problem.
Right.
We don't have to start with, it's not back on your shoulders. You know.
Have you
and don't say support with that. We love you.
Pass the torch.
I know.
We have to think of another solution if you really don't want to be president.
It's not so much that I don't want to be president, because it's not really, it's not that big a deal. There is responsibility, and I just feel like, I mean, everyone here is here for a reason, and it's great, but it feels like every time there's a meeting, I feel, well, we have a quorum. There's 11 people. I don't want to keep on harping on that. But sometimes you don't have a quorum, and you can't vote on anything, and that's crucial. And I feel like between meetings, when something is supposed to happen and nothing happens, and I feel like it's my responsibility that I have to be the leader and say, now you do this. You do, this is what your job is, and you have to do that. I don't want to be in that position. I was hoping that there would be a collective agreement on, we agree this needs to be done, and people would just step up. Mm. You know, I'm absolutely willing to be the president of an organization where there's cohesiveness in objectives and empowerment and energy, where we're all in it together, and we're all actually doing, and that it isn't like, well, that was great, see you in a month, and everyone walks out the door, and that's it.
Well, that's why you have committees. Not that we didn't try it.
We set up committees, and it's just, it evaporates. And, you know, we're all busy. We all have wives, and we all have kids, and well, some of us don't have wives anymore, that we're pains in the ass.
Even when you leave them, they're still pain in the ass.
I have a former.
In my driveway,
pain in the ass, right?
So that's my point. So I don't want to put a condition on it. I mean, I became president when Mark Gregory didn't show up, our previous president. He didn't show up for 3 meetings in a row. And I called him from the meeting and said, dude, what's up? He's like, I just don't have time. I'm like, you're supposed to tell somebody. And
there a piece of what you do that you could upload to one of us if somebody would be willing to take it down? Like agendas, for instance.
Yeah, somebody would take care of the agenda so that I didn't have to do that. Somebody would take care of
the agenda.
Not you.
You're doing
it. I vote no. And
not on the floor.
You and Mick do all the work. So, not to be, we all know I'm a fishy New York Jew already, so, not Ann, and not Mick, and not Ann and not Mick. It has to be, I mean, that's the point of this whole thing, I think, is to get other people to step up. And of course you're going to raise your hand, and don't.
So, to that point, we had a discussion, you and I, Robin, about when we set up the station and when we got a contract, what we put in our proposal was that we were going to be a strong board, and that we would be the executive director that had an administrative and a technical, and maybe we need somebody, one of the two, that has a little bit more responsibility, maybe be the boss of the other, or not, but somebody that has more responsibilities, such as keeping the board list and filling the agenda and notifying everybody and doing that administratively.
Actually, I suggested that we both take it on.
that we become co-consultant, not that one. I don't think either one of us would be a good board and not voice at this point. I think it would be uncomfortable for both of us.
Yeah, but you would be the boss of the other.
Right.
You're not the boss of
the other. But but instead, we being co-executive directors.
Right.
That, that the board is not doing what...
It's not acting as a strong board.
Yeah.
Which is what we... And at the time, there was only four or five...
You do need to be forcing your
right. So that's a concept. That's a concept that we could float after. We're on a different motion right now that I would be in support of. And so, again, just to say that I... When we were a five-person board back a while ago, everyone was in each other's face, and we had a lot of interaction between meetings, and then we had meetings, and that's not happening now. Or maybe it's because there's 11, and that's just what happens when you have back a lot of members, because there's just more of you. Or maybe because the station's working so well, you're not in crisis mode and having to see each other on a daily basis.
Hmm. But well, they did change the bylaws to allow more people on.
Yeah, but
the push was to add more people on.
Right.
Why are we going to go back on that?
They got to change bylaws.
No. I mean, you don't have
to. I don't think that was the point. It was more that I think the biggest key piece that Nick is looking for is for possibly to have active subcommittees that meet outside the board meetings, like alternating weeks, and come to the... And subcommittees can have members that aren't necessarily on the board, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they come back to the monthly board meetings and say, here's the report of the membership subcommittee. This is what we did. These are our new members. Here, maybe there's a producer subcommittee that does blah, blah, blah. Maybe there's a policy subcommittee.
Right.
And that they meet on the alternating weeks to the board meetings, and they come back with a report saying, here's what happened or didn't happen, and here's why.
Right.
I think that maybe we could try that, you know, have a more formal setup to our subcommittees.
Right.
That they then report back to the board. Maybe that would
meet once or twice, or maybe just once between meetings. And
or depending on what's going on, you might
need. You don't even have to meet face to face.
Then not meet for several months. You just know, if you have a flurry of activity, and then
right.
Say, okay, that's pretty much it. That's all we have to do for the year. You know, that's.
And accomplish that.
Pretty common.
So 11 could be stronger if we just organize ourselves better.
Well, I'm not saying that I want anybody to leave.
We just need better, like I was saying, more organization going on. And
from being just a new member, you know, coming in here and not having been on a board before, not knowing how it goes, hearing history of what's gone on in this board. We've had a lot of people on the board, and we've had no people on the board, and it flux back and forth, and the one thing that it sounds like it's always lacked is strong leadership. And that's where my push is that, well, the way I read the bylaws and the setup of how it was supposed to go was president, vice president, treasurer, blah, blah, blah. It was set up like a democracy, and it was ruled out like a democracy, and that there were subcommittees, just like, you know, every other government's brand, strangely enough, you know, and there was a fundraising subcommittee, and there was this subcommittee, and it was the president's and vice president's responsibility not to do the work for them, but to ensure that they were getting it done and make those people accountable and report at the meetings where we all gathered together.
And
I mean, that's just what I understand.
For a long time.
Yes.
But now
all I have to go on is my experience here.
But
you
weren't there during that time. He was doing that for the longest time. And he's...
And understandably, you can burn out on it. Yeah.
Basically, we all got to think about what type of committee we feel most comfortable on, and then
be active on it.
So what we're saying is, we all got to figure out what individually we want to do,
right.
Organize ourselves,
right.
And let the shit roll downhill.
Okay, I'm happy.
We have a lot of work by me.
I'm happy to take.
Hopefully, not a lot of work by everybody. Just a little bit from everyone will make a lot happen.
And I'll take over the agenda.
Okay.
Somebody sends me.
How is she going to know what's to go on the agenda?
By people calling or
right.
Sending emails.
Saying
right.
What we want on the agenda.
Yeah. So, well, the only thing is that.
I'm putting the agenda together.
Right.
You want
2 weeks earlier
or
something.
So could I have a list of everybody's emails? I could not have this in an email form or an electronic form?
yes. And then I'd be happy to.
Well, everyone should look at that document. And make
everybody
sure
should get a copy of that document.
Right.
This one.
It's up on the front room. Has my.
Well, everyone should write down the right information.
That's pretty much what you need. You just got to figure out our strengths and work along with it.
Okay. Well, part of our annual meeting is to update the board list. So let's just pass it around the table and make sure.
Okay, but I think we're going away from the whole point of discussion. Was we got to decide what type of board we want. Is everyone just going to be going off in their own direction, and we're supposed to call her and say this is what I want done, and it becomes a solo adventure for
everybody? Have a 5-hour agenda.
Some collective collaboration once a month that we get together and everybody has their own agenda.
Sounds horrible.
Or there needs to be a guiding force behind this,
of course,
behind the whole thing. And so what I'm getting to is, you're obviously burnt out. You don't have the time to commit to do it. You're sticking on for whatever reason. It wasn't really made clear other than somebody called you and said it wouldn't be a good idea for you to leave just because of the way it would look and everything. But we need to figure out, if you are staying in the interim and you don't have the time to commit to it and you don't want to fulfill those responsibilities, we need a vice president to fill the role while you're not in the interim.
Right.
Well, because we can't just...
Right, and if you need a meeting off or something, you know?
That would happen when everybody walks around with Jenna. It happened when the fundraiser was going to fall. Everybody goes...
Not paying, of course.
Gone, there was no communication, and if that's the way we keep going with this, we're going to continue to have a problem. We need strong leadership. And if the president can't do it, we need to delegate the duties to the next person. But there is no next person. We need to figure something out.
Right. And that's where sort of the negotiations at this point right now... I have to say, hearing Haskley say we need strong leadership irks me a little bit.
Well, I don't think we do. I'm sorry. Most of the committees that I'm on, it isn't necessarily the leadership. It's the members of the committee. And they're what makes the committee strong. And most of the time, you get one or two people who don't do a damn thing. And then you get three or four who do everything. And the chair is there just to facilitate the meetings, to sign paperwork. And if
so
there's
the chairman of the board, or
well, it's not a president. It's not a president.
Okay, so
right.
We're that's
right.
Why we have our staff right now. So what I'm saying is, we need to change that, or do we want to keep what we have? And if we want to keep what we have, it's obviously not working with 5 people, or 11 people, or 100 people. Whatever the process has been, it's not working right now. And we need to start back at the basics.
In your opinion, it's not working.
Everyone's saying that there's a problem. That fundraising is not getting done. That programming is not getting done. That producing is not getting done.
She thinks
right. So what I'm saying, the problem is there isn't enough leadership. There's no delegation. There's people going off on their own projects and their own desires, and not everyone's coming together. And that's why there's not.
I don't want to start this thing.
There's not cohesive. There's not.
There is
still
that's cohesive.
But it doesn't.
Like, you know,
all
Mr.
get
Mr.
Love,
and you say,
This is so funny. Did you call me? Did you call me?
Hey,
you gotta sit down. That is not how board works.
Relax.
Come on.
Cut it out.
For those who are actually interested in my well-being, I have been suffering from chronic bronchitis. It's been a short term in the hospital and been battling pancreatitis. But seeing as though everyone who's so fucking concerned, like Mick and Kelly here, who didn't bother fucking calling me at all, and we don't have your numbers, when you go out there and you've called me on my home phone, you know, this whole thing that John hasn't shown up to the meeting, he bitched to get more people on here for his boy Pat Davis to be able to get in here, fucking ran a bunch of shit out of his mouth, caused nothing but chaos, and then the kid fucking fails after not showing up for 4 meetings, and Mick defends him the whole time? You know, and I'm sitting here, guys, I don't know what's going on. He needs to help me out.
But the good news is he came and went.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It was his golden boy, his business partner that he backed so strongly. So I missed 3 meetings, and Dean knew, and several people know, Mike told you guys in the meeting, Dean, that I was in the fucking hospital at that time. You know, and I showed up for 3 meetings, one of which he absolutely knew I was in the hospital for. You know, but did he ever call me? And I said at every meeting, I don't check my email. Everybody in my family knows, don't try and email me because I won't. Everyone emails my wife. You can call right now and ask her, does everybody in John's family email you? And she'll open up her email and show you.
So what just happened there?
Computer.
Oh,
Kelly's had something up his ass, and so has Mick ever since I've been on this board. And Mick has done nothing but attack me, and this is just concrete fucking... And if he wants me off this board, that bad, I don't need this headache, this drama. I don't need something that I have to work about other people's attitudes.
I wouldn't call what Nick is doing as an attack. I would say that it's an
attack. No, right, you know, this right
how
part.
It burns out.
No, then you go, you don't say something to your buddy, but you attack the person, you know, the first time he's missed 3 meetings. You know, I'm just saying, it's cool.
We
all have a little brain.
Sorry, last minute.
No, excuse me. No, Paul, do not accept it.
What do you want?
Oh, I want you just to sit down and act like an adult and pay attention instead of looking at
his apologize.
Apologize.
Oh, you know what? It's not good enough.
Why is it not good enough?
Because, you know, you need to prove you're actually sorry. It's like coming here with a scowl on your face.
All right, listen. Hang on a second.
Sit down and participate.
For the purposes of this meeting.
That would make me happy.
No, this is over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
There's no more else.
Okay.
This is.
You came back and you apologized. You don't want to shake your
hand. No.
Sit down. Sit a fucking.
No more play-by-play.
No, I think you got to stop. John, I think you got to stop.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, I'm just standing
here.
I'm sitting down.
Thank you.
Let's have a moment of.
Dean is standing. That's fine. We can stand if we want to stand. We're going to move on.
Okay.
Without taking exception any of it, it isn't failing. The system isn't failing. The system is working really well. What isn't clear at this point is what we want from the system moving forward from here. That has not been clear. The system is working very well, and we don't necessarily need to agree on that one way or the other to actually move forward. As Anne said before, discussing the process, the progress we've made, not to mention that we had to dig ourselves out of a really deep public relations hole to begin with. The system's working well.
But I understand.
We are now a board.
I'm talking about.
And we're going to move forward.
Playing about moving forward. The fundraising,
right.
That kind of stuff, the communication about forming and what the needs are.
Now come.
Not about what has happened in the past, because I don't know anything about
this. Exactly. So, and I'm going to tell you one thing that's happened in the past, is we've had some really uncomfortable personality clashes, and we've worked through them. And I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. I'm saying this is the fact. We have seen some real weird shit come through here. Is Jeff around? I'm talking about Jeff because he's not here. Do you know Jeff?
Do you know
Jeff? Oh, well, good for you. Anyway,
now I'm Jeff's one guy around. Once brought a gun.
We can move forward.
Let me pull up my license to care.
We have a meeting scheduled for June because we have regular meetings. We have a discussion that we need to have more active and more specifically targeted, focused working groups. So in the intervening month, let's all think of A, what sort of working groups we think should happen. B, what kind of working groups we want to be involved with, and C, an overall structure of how that would work. Is it going to be a board of directors with a top director, president? Is it going to be, we've been more like, you know, a band of guerrillas than a real board, which is one reason we lasted so long, because we didn't have a contract, we didn't have to follow the rules.
Right.
So we just did whatever, but we had nothing to do, but we also made it easier to do it however the hell we wanted to. Although we got to clean up a mess, we cleaned up the mess from the last. No, we were. When we were busy with the public opinion, the politics, and all that other stuff.
Can I add something to what you said?
Sure.
I agree with you, and I think that people should go back and think about what their strong points are and what they can contribute. But I do think that we should appoint someone to bring that information together and make sure everybody actually comes to the next meeting with that information.
And sort of address those issues at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a somewhere to collect the information before the meeting?
Or just call everybody up and say, do you have your information ready? Just someone who's in charge of making sure we actually address this and people actually come.
So our homework assignment for next month. Will be to, number one,
We're still in emotion.
Yes, we are. We're still in the lengthy discussion phase.
Right.
Ellen has to leave the notes with
if you're going to send everyone home with a homework assignment, I mean, shouldn't we? I guess I got to back up for a second. I mean, I fundamentally feel like everything's working. I like the job Nick's doing. I feel like what he's asking for is not to step down as board president at this point. So I just want to leave that one's off the table. What we needed was, or what he's asking for, is more help in some of the things like the fundraising. So it feels like to me that if we're all kind of agreeing on that, that's one of the areas that we wanted to grow in. That, you know, seems like a simple process to me. Who wants to be in the fundraising committee? You know, and that is, feels like that should be an obligations of the people on the board. And somewhere that you hope that people will rise to that occasion. And
right.
Your job, if I see it correctly or feel like it works, just to help guide that along.
Right.
And so much in not like you have to do, but to periodically, you know, touch base with them.
Right.
And back to the other subject that's being thrown out is when I came on to here, it was the active board concept. My perception of that, or a strong board perception of that, was that it was more to deal with, like, running the station in some ways because of the sins of our forefathers. I don't feel like the board has to do that so much right now because we've been pretty much running that. When we have help, when we need something addressed, then, you know, we go outside, you know, I find the people I need to ask, and so does it, Robin. So that can certainly move away from that.
I just want to clarify the strong board thing, because it probably means something with a copyright that came somewhere in the world. We just use the term because it says what we want it to mean or what
right.
it means.
Right.
Never the intention of the board to run the station day to day, ever. The intention of the board, though, being a strong board, is to be the final say
right.
on major policy issues. Because what happened in the past,
which is
the
board function thing anyway.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And how many of us, those of us who have been on boards, have seen boards do absolutely none of it? They come to meetings once a month. The executive director tells them what they're going to vote on. They vote on it, and then they go away. That's how the station was run for 15 years or whatever it was, and we're not going back there.
No, it can't be run that way. In a part-time capacities. That would not allow that to happen.
Right. We didn't even want, because GCTV and MCTV and ACTV, they had an executive director that was a full-time position, and it turned into a cult of personality thing where they sort of had a fiefdom feeling in their brain, and it just screwed the whole thing up. So we said, we're never going to do that. We're going to have not daily oversight, but we're going to have, you know, we will in effect be the ED that doesn't, as a collective, and then you guys will actually run the station, but we'll always be asking for major, not policy, but station decisions.
Right.
And that your activity and responsibility should increase over time is exactly the way it should go.
Right.
There will come a time when we have to decide what those thresholds are and what the limitations are going to continue to be. But to pay you ten hours more a week to do some fundraising stuff, or you to do, I mean, I'm just making stuff up, would be awesome.
Well, you have to get my wife on this board, then.
That's not going to happen.
No. I second that.
Next thing, we have personal jobs. Anyway, and my thought, because we are still in this motion thing, you know, there have been questions, and there's not complete clarity about how we want to move forward in terms of structure.
Right.
So I think that we should continue that discussion at this coming meeting, that this gives us a chance to be clear. You can be clear about what structure that you think will work, as anybody else who does have strong feelings about that, and that way you'll know what you might be agreeing to get your ass into again.
Right.
Because we can say you don't have to do these things. You know, your job, you're used to the job when you had to pick the damn thing up on your back every day, carry it around 24 hours, like having an infant.
Right.
Shut up. You know, you get two freaking infants. I can't even get one. And that's not true anymore.
That
your job is so much smaller than it used to be.
Yeah.
So that you can be a little less hands-on and stuff is a good thing.
But I'm also freaking out a little bit because we are coming up on our contract.
Nothing wrong with freaking out.
There's stuff that we have to have done before that, and I just see this wall approaching.
I think if we figure out how we're going to go, whether it be the president scenario or whatever scenario, the sooner we figure that out, the sooner we function coercively, you know, the better we'll look for that contract renegotiation.
We should also, maybe you and I could sit down and go over the contract and just make a finite list of what is outstanding, what we still, you know, we don't just necessarily agree on what's outstanding. So maybe you and I could go down that list as two members of the executive team and take a look at it and sort of go, okay, we did this. Have we met it to our satisfaction? We'll bring the list to the board. Maybe we could do this at the next board meeting. Bring the list to the board and say, this is what we've done. You know, Nick thinks we've done this part and I don't agree, or vice versa. We could just sort of go down the list. Here's two opinions about what we committed to do, where we're at with it, whether we can, as a board, decide whether we need to do more with it, and then divvy up those chores. So how's that sound?
Sure.
So.
Awesome. Could involve a bottle of wine.
It might. And dinner, perhaps. You never know.
Bottle of
strawberry. I find I get better at tennis at my meetings when I have the food bribe included.
Wine, that's just a go between.
It looks like it's going to be wrong.
Maybe you might pick up
over the next month to get together for the next month.
Somebody will.
I've been associated with the TV station for 2 years, and I don't have any strengths. I'm not a board member, so I'm not going to piss anybody off by the way I vote. And I'm not an employee where you can do anything. I have no problem being a real pain in the ass for the next 30 days.
You'll be the caller.
Anybody can see how the farmer's market used to be three and saw 11 vendors out there.
Yeah.
I know how to get shit done. So if you'd like me to temporarily, I'm volunteering.
Sure.
If you guys say no, you're a pain in the ass. I can for the next month until we have a pilot. I can be a real pain in the ass.
Oh, he can. I'm making a note of that in the minutes that you are volunteering to be the person that gathers the information.
No, I think it should be in quotes, pain in the ass.
That's on tape, we don't have to worry about that.
I can be your guest. Got ourselves on free airtime on the radio to help you for this
That'd be great.
I'll do it.
I'm
going to tell you right now, I've sent some emails off in the last 2 weeks and nobody responded. I asked for help, besides yourself, you went and did it, Memorial Day Parade, and I have done all the functions for the last 2 years, and only one person responded back. Robin put out an alert about cleaning out the brick house, and that we needed help. The stuff stuck around here for two weeks. Brent did volunteer to help me one Sunday, but we had no idea where it was going. It finally got done this weekend. I won't accept people not calling me back. I'm going to be a real pain in the ass.
I was just going to say, though, bear in mind that myself, until recently, had really sporadic email, and a lot of people don't check their email.
Everyone's got a clean slate.
Or it's not.
I'm just telling them.
And be nice, because I don't know what was So how about let's try phone messages? I mean, you can send the emails out, but we have a number of us who don't necessarily live on our emails. I mean, some of us check them all the time. Now that mine is reliable, I at least check it routinely. But prior to that, it was a crapshoot whether I was going to get my emails or not, let alone check them. So if you're willing to use the phone in addition to the email...
Don't be surprised if you get a letter in the mail. It's only 43 cents.
Can I
if I don't hear from you 2 weeks, if I show it back. I don't.
On my phone?
Everybody get a clean slate. Everybody gets it all in my email.
Okay, my next, point was that... what I heard, or what I'm thinking that Don is going to be contacting people about, is prior to our next meeting, to have in mind a brief thought about where we should be going. Secondly, what subcommittees would be of value, and which ones they might want to participate on. Or other things that you consider your strengths that you bring to, that you would be willing to, or how you would envision, I don't know, for example, like how do you envision increasing membership, and how do you envision, I don't know, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever you think is important to bring to the board, or for us to broaden our horizons in some way, then if that's a board that you'd be interested in either, a subcommittee that you'd be interested in leading, or contributing to that. I think is the kind of information that we're looking for people to bring to the next meeting as more of a working meeting. Like, let's write up these things, and Nick and I will meet, and maybe you should hound us to halfway through the month to see.
I'll probably go to the meeting
because it's a late meeting this month, and next it'll be on schedule. So it's only 3 weeks away, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't give us a whole lot of time, but.
Well, four, because... No, three, you're right, because it's the last Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's been a long
time. Okay, anything else? I mean, you're still in the middle.
Yeah. And I can withdraw the motion if you want to table it until next month and make the decision.
Well, you're supposed to have the motions at the annual meeting. You can't push it off. I mean, we have to report it.
Would you like to act as an interim president?
We can vote on the president, can't we?
We can postpone the trust me, the state does not care.
Patrick's going to
watch. The state does not care. As long as we take a vote that we're postponing it till for a month, then we're going to, as a result, extend your term. It's a done deal. Don't worry about it. I promise I wouldn't say that if I didn't really, really believe it. I mean, we've got maybe 30 years total history of board membership. We are not.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. We could table the elections until next month.
Second that.
Alright. So, do you want to withdraw?
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay. Nope. As far as direction, I'll say one thing about what I've been thinking, and that's, you know, we continue to do what we're doing, but we have this low power FM thing. This is, just jump over Irving.
That's fine.
The deadline is mid August. So, we have an opportunity. I'm working with Prometheus, and they are convinced that the bill that alleviates the third adjacent limitation, that removes that, so third adjacents are no longer an issue, and we'd be able to have the channel that we want and the location that we want, but that won't pass until like next spring. So they said that there's another out where there's a precedent where another station asked for a waiver of second adjacent, and we could get that, but our channel would then be like 105.8 or something like that. We'd be out of the pack. But we'd get in the door before the deadline, which is in 3 months. At the deadline, we have to be broadcasting. They're going to drive somebody out, tune in, and hear if there's a signal that says MCTV or something like that. So that means that from now, and we have to get a radio station up in 3 months.
How are you
going to
do that?
Well, Terry
Cappucci?
Greenfield?
She resigned from GCT.
Yeah, she's on her way out. Is very excited about working with you on the radio station. No, she said that to me. She said she wants to do this. Well,
she's never communicated.
I've never met her
face to face.
She just said it on Saturday. She left. I told her to get hold of you, and she's excited about doing it. I'm not saying she did it, I'm just saying.
Or how does she even hear?
Well, we talked to her about this stuff when she came to the station, about the LPFM, but she just got the one in there for Greenfield, for GCT.
They just went through it, and so she has a
that was the last
understanding
thing.
Right, cool. Of how to put it up and what's necessary. So give her a call.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, rather than wait for her to give you a call, she was really...
No, I'll give her a call. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
This all happened on This all happened Saturday night at Valley Idol before we got. She just was there.
She came up and told us she was in Greenfield, and that she wants to get involved with our station, and that she particularly wants to do low power FM with you.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll give her a call.
Yes.
Good
deal.
Because we can get it up pretty cheap to start with. We don't have to raise $30,000. I mean, we can get a station up for like $5,000. Really.
I strongly recommend a large subcommittee of radio people to manage that.
Yes. Well, there is a committee already that hasn't met in a year and a half
in that studio for probably the last 2 months that I've been over there recording. He's been doing the radio station in there, and he said that he's put in more time now that he doesn't have a job than he's ever had when he had a job, and this radio was the new job. So it was a hell of a lot of work for him. So Drew Hutchison probably has a better connection of
and Scott
too. Scott's really not involved with the radio station as much as you think.
Really?
He's got a hell of a lot of other duties that his self wraps around.
We're going to have a different situation than them, though, because they've got room.
They've got a ton
to have a studio.
Right.
We don't have room to have
it's
a studio.
It's basically a room. It's a tiny little room.
We don't even have that. We don't have a table to donate to the Low Power FM in this facility here. So my thought was that it was going to just be a web server that people upload MP3 files to that broadcast out over the radio.
Yeah, Green Bay Jets,
that would be smart. What they're doing wrong...
And everybody's studio is in their house.
What they're doing wrong is they're dividing the 12-hour shift for a religious channel.
Yeah.
And then the religious channel wants to go 24 hours, so they would really rather not split their religious channel into something else because they're afraid that their religious channel will be tuned into and it won't be religious anymore and they'll lose their religious following. And then the new thing of whatever it's going to try to be isn't going to have a following either. And it's only going to hit certain...
This is not quite
following what you're saying. So they're splitting the frequency?
Yeah, kind of a time. It's a big mesh.
They co-signed it, so they each get 12 hours. It's GCTV and this
whatever channel. Right. So if you guys had it not set up like that, you'll be much more...
We're the sole owner of the license.
Right, then you'll be all...
Which is not transferable, by the way, so we're stuck with this. We can't create a new board and also like a reporter. We're stuck with the radio station if we start it.
Well, Scott was here the other day, and he said that they're being absolutely swamped with people who want it.
You've got like 120
people. Yeah, but without a studio,
a studio would have to be their own computer or whatever.
Yeah. He's stay home. See his underwear.
That's right.
And so they all have to take
away.
Yeah,
right.
We
just
want to close that studio. Okay. It's just about how to move.
Well, in here necessarily, somewhere.
I hear that corporate tower that we already have permission. There's a tower up already, which is why the price is
almost like
a
water tower.
No, it's the water department. It's tower at the top of the country. There is a wire going down to a building in Nova Falls because they used to broadcast from there. So there's a possibility there. Anyway, urban peg access.
Huh.
I hear tower that you have news.
Yes and no. Well, our committee meeting is going to be on Saturday at 9 o'clock. It was supposed to be tonight, but I guess George, he was a little late getting to people and they had already had plans. So what Comcast is offering us so far, I mean, it's not good news for you guys. I think it's kind of good news for us. They've offered to finish cabling the majority of the town. In our town, it's the middle, Farley area that's not, and they've agreed to cable the whole area, which is up on the hill, Old State Road, down by the water where the old dump used to be, Maple Ave. So there'll be two streets, I believe, left in Irving that aren't cabled. One has one house on it with no one in it. And
how come they're not cabling?
I don't know. And the other one is up where the ledges are, and I can't remember the name of that road. But
Rose Ledge.
Rose Ledge up to Tierney. That's the only other area.
Not many houses up there.
So that's good news for us as well, because suddenly there would be that many more subscribers.
Well, but then you get to the next part.
Although we don't get money for it, because it's already been.
Right, but, well, I can't remember how much we asked them for capital, but they're willing to give us $10,000.
Oh, they are?
Yep.
John Reynolds told me that you were getting nothing.
No, I thought... Well, it's with the percent is almost nothing. We asked for 5%, hoping they'd give us 2.5 or 3. They offered us 1. We said okay.
For operating.
Yeah, operating.
5%.
5%.
How much
did
we get?
We get 5.
1%.
We do. That's 1%.
Cambridge gets 6.
Wow.
That's Cambridge.
Yeah, you have to fight back on it. Anyway,
All right. And then we said, okay, but we want 3% after 2 years. They said, no, absolutely not. We'll give you 2% after 5 years.
And your lawyer was...
We haven't even included our lawyer because our lawyer would sit there and would go I mean,
you need a different lawyer.
Well, no, it's not that. It's
is this the guy we spoke to?
Yeah. I mean, it's the kind of guy, he calls me at work. I sit there and I say, listen, I'm with a faculty member right now. I can't talk to you. Okay, well, what I wanted to know was whether or not, you know, blah, 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 5 minutes later, I told you, I can't talk to you right now. I am with a faculty member. The faculty member is...
Okay, so he's annoying. What about his ability to get the...
I think he probably could, but I'm afraid that we might lose... the part about the cabling in the Farley area.
They won't give that up because they're going to make money on that.
But supposedly it's going to cost big bucks to get
that's
there.
That's their problem.
Well, of course, but then they're going to...
So you think we should back off?
Then we just need to have to...
That's a good idea.
Come back in.
Verizon's offering
packages that you will take other bids from other vendors if they don't provide what you want.
I don't negotiate. How much for this? Okay, thanks.
Right. 1% is not acceptable.
Actually, get together its own system. Maybe you can piggyback.
We're pretty close.
Very close to Vermont, right? And that's one of the things we're talking about up in Burlington. They've done it already Brattleboro. They've done it already up in Burlington. They've created their own system. And we're talking about a whole statewide system. And there's no reason why it couldn't go a little bit further south.
You should just simply say that you're going to be...
MCPD says that they don't want us if we're only going to bring 1%.
We can't do it.
Just say you're looking for another vendor.
Who gets 3%? Survey the area and see if there is anyone that gets 1%. Survey all the people that they serve, see if anyone doesn't get
5%.
So we just need to get...
You need to go back to them and say, everybody gets 5%, we won.
And don't be afraid to call the other cable stations and ask them what their percentages are. Because everybody's coming up for negotiation.
And Cambridge gets 6, and they're huge. I mean, they have, what, 3
Cambridge
channels,
Mass?
4 channels?
Cambridge Mass.
They're huge.
Robin can help you with some of the contacts. Maybe we'll just give her advice during the day.
North Hampton just got going in the fall.
And I'm sure they get 5
Anything else?
Not for me, no.
I
am not a negotiator.
Tell them 5% is not acceptable, that nobody gets 5%. I mean, 1% is not acceptable.
I'll tell them 5% isn't acceptable.
Yeah. I'll give you a list of Massachusetts Comcast people. Give me a call.
Okay.
I'll give you a list. I'll email it or send it or whatever, and you can call them and come back.
Well, it isn't. You know what they're counting on, which is that the majority of the town wants the middle of the town cabled.
They have no telephone there.
They have telephone. They don't have high speed network. They don't have anything.
Who services?
National Grid. Thank you.
National Grid.
It used to be Commonwealth Electric, right?
Yeah.
But they don't
Mass Electric, I think. I don't know, because the town was split. Half was half and half was the other.
But I'm pretty sure Farley is under National Grid.
So, next item is Workman's Comp. Mike Bosworth sent something around saying that we...
We must have been audited or something.
Right.
You can audit it after you call.
And if we buy it, it's $325 or something, but we can negotiate it down to... I can't remember.
Did he send an email recently?
Yeah, it was like 3 days ago.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was probably Monday.
$325
from the
year. Or $285 or something. But I remember it was a number
and they overcompensate until they actually look at your payroll and everything, and then they adjust it. It'll be adjusted back down.
Well, did they not audit our payroll?
That's typically an annual event. They come in, they audit your payroll. They make sure you don't have too many subcontractors or that your subcontractors are covered.
But we need to, we should vote on it at this meeting.
Okay.
Just because Mike said.
What do we need to vote on? I'm misunderstanding.
To pay that.
Oh,
insurance.
The comp bill?
Yeah.
Again,
that we pay the
insurance.
Yeah. So,
all of the workman's
stuff.
Right.
Whatever. I'll second that. Okay.
Right.
So,
right.
We
need new
leadership around here. So. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.
Yeah, I can never do that.
Goals for 2008. We'll recontract in December. There's the email. So now we know the amount. And we just approved it, so so it's done. You guys have workman's comp insurance now.
Ow!
Climb up there, Dean.
Yeah. Now, oh, yeah, by the way, I mean, remarkable job. So if anybody's
in
here.
John!
So the amount of tapes that they pulled out of the old tower room in the old station.
And Don cleaned this whole room up. I mean, remember what a wreck it was.
Yeah.
Look at that. Is that cute?
I just wanted to interject while someone's mentioning goals for 2008 is the low power FM station. We got to get those policy documents done because we have to show them. We've had the station for 3 years as of December, and we just have to have everything we're supposed to have.
So that's going to be
plus, I thought that we need to raise money. You know, we have to do fundraising. We need more equipment. We need more cameras, and just to be in everyone's face. You know, go out and shoot some stuff. So, do we want to have that discussion now, or is that part of next month when we have the things around? All right. So we'll set our goals then, which is good because that'll lead into the last 6 months of the year.
We also need to, once our taxes are completed for this year, we need to buy directors insurance.
Right.
That's something we still don't have yet.
Right.
Waiting on a reviewed tax. Last year, I got 2 years with taxes done. It was sort of a problem I inherited. And I did not realize that, because of our threshold, our operating threshold, that they had to have a reviewed tax return. And the person who I had to do the taxes was a CPA, doesn't do nonprofit reviews. And so we basically got a reprieve from the state who said, okay, do it next year kind of thing. Because it's, you know, we didn't do them ourselves or anything, but so when Bernice is done, she does a review. It's not really an audit, it's a review. It's not quite as in depth, but, you know, Michael Bosworth does our books, and I review the checks every month, what gets spent and whatnot, and we've done a few recessions of different things, but, you know, there's never been any questions that I've come up with that, you know, needed answering. And
Dorothy?
She's going to. Once that's done, then we'll have to purchase director's insurance. Just something to be aware of. It's in our budget.
Director's insurance, by the way, for people that don't know what that is, it's if the board gets sued because of something that happens as a result of the television broadcast of some kind. So if we're hosting an event, or if someone trips over a cable or whatever, if they sue the station, we are the owners of the station, and individually we can get sued.
But we do have liability insurance.
But we could, we're liable.
I think the director's insurance takes the liability from us as an individual, and
right. So you have to buy the insurance.
Oh, that's probably smart.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, well, we've been working toward that for some time, but
sure.
After the whole process with the taxes and all that, getting everything resolved, and then to find out that it wasn't still good enough for the direction insurance. That was definitely let down. But
you should definitely get it before your soapbox derby.
Yeah.
Not
going to
have to disappear. That's the goal. We are going to do that. I swear we are going to do that. That would be so cool. Fundraising and outreach, I guess we'll tackle that next month as well, because that's what the meeting's going to be totally about. It's going to be goals, and we'll do our elections then. So we got upcoming Valley Idol this Saturday. Is it just Saturday? Or
yep.
Just Sunday?
No.
And then the block party. You know what we're doing there.
And the town meeting.
There's a town meeting.
June 17th.
Is that a weekend or a weekday?
Tuesday.
Speaking of X-Y, it's my anniversary.
Oh, I wonder if that's opposite of a school committee. Is it? Is it 17th? Is that a school?
After 14 years. It's the day you'll never forget.
No, it's the 4th.
All right, other items.
What is
this, those lights that we have, those big lights we have down there?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you would go up to them, say that guy there.
Oh, Hank Till?
Hank Till.
He owns a Griffin Lighting Company.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know? You just say,
he owns a Griffin Lighting Company. He's got, he doesn't
want to. I mean, it could be a good face thing, but.
It's worth money.
Yeah. Oh,
he owns a Griffin Light Company.
There are a couple of really
worth
nice
money. Why give them to him?
I don't know.
Why give them to somebody that's already got it?
We should try to sell them.
Yeah. Either sell them or Grayson's hand.
Right. Well, not him. Yeah. If you all
offer. Yeah. They're downstairs, incidentally. They're down in the basement.
They're monster. At least to create a diorama for the guy that's going to be the keyest play here in town.
Exactly. Robin had an idea also of using him as backdrops for shoots that might be there.
Me? Oh, no, Belicos.
Belicos?
Yes. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, you misunderstood. I didn't mean have the lights there as a backdrop. I meant Lico's, you put cookies in them, and they make a pattern.
Oh,
And so, you know, they make the cool, you know, you get two Lico's on, instead of having just a boring black curtain, you have two Lico's, you'd have palm trees or, you know.
And we have that?
Yeah, we have two very nice Lico's downstairs.
All right. What about that?
Well, that's why I'm saying
that. So we also inherited from the old MCP.
Yeah, I don't think we should get rid of them. And we have the stands for the Lico's out there. You know, so we could. I think those would be good.
We should do that. The Lico's,
yeah, but yeah. The other,
but also the giant lights. That we have stand in the corner and behind
them. Oh, sure, yeah,
that's the background
prop. Right, they're huge. Those are like 10 kids.
Really huge.
Yeah,
and they all suggest as to which ones we should. Consider surplus, and then we can maybe try and sell them off somewhere.
Right.
So anyway, is
that
anything guys go with that?
No, I think we should.
Giving them away?
No, not giving them
away. Offer them to him first. Just let him know that we're going to put them on the market, and if he has any interest in them,
yeah, you can buy them.
The first chance.
Yeah. Okay, so our next board meeting is Wednesday, June 18th, which is the day after the town meeting. So it'll be anything else that they
want
to
add?
One thing.
I'll give this is something to close the first. This is a reminder, and I will bring it up again, because this is Montague Community Television. And I would like the Board of Directors people to get more involved into knowing what's going on in the community, to know when our block parties are, to know when Pesky Park is having a concert, when certain things are going on in the town. Whether you're more active on the website, whether you get a Montague Report, something. Because I know about half the board right now lives outside of Montague. And just some way so that you know what's going on.
I think only four of us in that
sense. Okay. But just something, or even the ones, you know, some of us don't get TV, some of us, you know, just some way that you know what's going on, and you're not finding it out here at a board meeting. You're getting the local paper. You're looking at the local website. You know, you were coming to us with an idea of a shoot instead of being up there on the grease board or someone emailing you saying, hey, you got something going on at the Discovery Center. That might be kind of cool. Or, you know, there's something going on at Pesky Park or something's going on at a concert. Come to us with ideas to shoot things in Montague. Don't wait for Dean or me or someone else to say, hey, I need help. Would you mind helping me? Come up with some ideas. If there's anything going on in Irving, that might be going.
I was just
going
to say that. How about everybody just subscribe to the Montague Reporter, and then they'll
have
to...
Yeah, I've gone through the last year. It was great, him and I going over to Gil and doing...
Or sign up for the River Culture.
Good point. John went up and did some stuff at North Hill Mountain. I mean, that stuff is really good. At least know what's going on.
Good point. I entertain a motion for us to extend the meeting by 3 hours.
I do not agree. I'm going to be in Deerfield in 10 minutes.
Sure.
I have one thought before we introduce
Mike.
Because we have a town meeting on Tuesday, do we want to postpone our board meeting till the 4th Wednesday next month? Or is that just going to be a big hassle for everybody?
We're moving forward. It's 2 weeks from now instead of 4.
I would be not in favor of that because I won't be here on this particular week. But it's just a thought.
We have this town meeting pretty much down.
Okay. It wasn't a motion. It was just a question.
Yeah. Don't do it on our account as well.
Okay.
That was it on the meeting.
All right. That was just a thought.
All right. Someone make a motion. I can't make a motion.
Can we
make a motion?
Sure.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.